Hare Krishna. The next one is a sensitive personal question, which I'll speak among all of you, but it won't be published on the internet. It'll just be sent to the Mataji who asked the question. So she's unmarried. She's been asked by her guru, who's a sannyasi, to be his secretary. And in some ways she'd like to, but in other ways she's reluctant to do so because she's afraid that he will be criticized. And she's asking my advice about that, specifically because she says that she knows that I'm strict in these matters. Well, my advice is, somehow if you can do so without upsetting your guru, don't get into this, because it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good for sannyasis to have women secretaries. It means they have to intimately interact with them all the time. So it's definitely against the principle of sannyas to be in intimate contact, even if the disciple is like a daughter. But then in Vedic culture, the man also doesn't mix intimately with his own daughter. Matra swasra duhitra va navivikthasano bhavet balavan indriya gramo vidvangsan api karshati. Srila Prabhupada often quoted this verse, which appears in the 7th canto of Bhagavatam and in Manu, which says that one should not sit closely to one's mother, sister, or daughter, because the senses are so strong that they can agitate the mind even of a learned person. And Srila Prabhupada would often comment that you could imagine someone who is very low class being agitated by sitting. I mean, it does sound unlikely to me. I don't know about to you, but it does sound unlikely to me that someone would become agitated in the presence of their mother. But Shastra says that it can happen even to a learned person. So therefore one should not do so. It will be criticized. Yeah, I mean, even if nothing happens, we hope for the best, but the principle of putting a pot of ghee next to a fire, then automatically the ghee melts. So that principle is there, that men and women in Vedic culture, even husband and wife, don't mix very much in Vedic culture. They have separate quarters, and they only mix at certain times of day. So Srila Prabhupada writes in one place that the whole purpose of Varnashram, of course the highest purpose, is to focus on Vishnu, but the arrangement is to overcome sexual desire, which is the binding force in this material world. We have four regulated principles: meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. They're all sinful, but they're not as powerful attractions to the conditioned soul as is the sexual attraction. It's very powerful and difficult to overcome. And it's not that simply by accepting sannyas one overcomes such an attraction. If one is an accepted liberated soul, like Srila Prabhupada or Narada Muni, who lived with the wife of Hiranyakashipu, then one may transgress this rule. But for even Srila Prabhupada, he had a woman secretary in the early days of the movement, Govinda Das. Later on, he had men secretary. And you'll see there are many, many photos of Srila Prabhupada. You'll always see that he's surrounded by his male disciples, not by female disciples. Not that Srila Prabhupada thought badly of them, or that he had any discrimination or wrongful discrimination against them, but these are the, I mean, at least in India, I think everyone can understand this. And in the Muslim countries also, they understand. It's only in the modern Western world. Even in the West, it was understood. When I used to go to church, the men would be on one side and the women on the other side. And then it changed because they decided we have to get modern. That's when all the priests started marrying. When they decided we have to, the priests and nuns started marrying, which they're not supposed to do, because they lifted all the restrictions. And then they all fell down. So the rules are there. And even if one thinks, or even if nothing untoward happens, still it doesn't set a good example, because others will follow that example, and others will criticize. For sure, I'll criticize. If a sannyasi has a female secretary, at least one person in this one's going to criticize if he gets to know of it, and actually many will. So it's often that, well, women make very good secretaries, better than men, because they're often very efficient and submissive. One temple president told me that the women in this temple, this is in the West, they're all, you know, they're good, organized, they get the job done, whereas the men, they're all spaced out. That was his observation. But nevertheless, the women are meant for performing that service to their husbands, looking after their children, to the elderly members of the family, that means their father-in-law, mother-in-law, and to guests. So we're trying to establish Varnashram, making communities in this regard. Srila Prabhupada was very liberal in the West, but he stated in one purport, because in the West, the people are, they don't have this culture, therefore we engage the women as preachers also, but that wasn't Srila Prabhupada's long-term policy, because if by preaching one can be on a very high level of Krishna consciousness, that's all right. But then if others who are not, then trouble will come. And we've seen in our movement many fall down. Sannyasis, grihastas. Grihastas can also fall down. It's not that they're getting married prevents them from falling down. So better be careful. And don't do that. So the Mataji, who's written this, said that her guru has also told her that she should get married, but she's not very prepared to marry unless there's someone who she thinks is very qualified. That we often hear, I'll be Sita, but my husband has to be like Ram. Well, if you want a very qualified husband, you might have to wait until the next life, or the life after that, or the life after that. It's a difficult time, no doubt. Very difficult period in human history. Socially, it's a very difficult time. In every way, it's a very difficult time.